Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Bamitzia. We are up to parak Vav, Mishnah Ches. Says the Mishnah, Hamavir Chavis Mimakom Lamakom Ushivara. If a person moves a barrel from one place to another and he breaks it by tripping and falling, Bein Shomer Chinam, Bein Shomer Sachar. It doesn't matter whether he's a Shomer Chinam or a Shomer Sachar. Yishava, he's going to have to take a Shavua that he wasn't Poshaya, and then he's going to be Pater from paying. So, Lechora, that means that, the Mishnah didn't say beferish that the Shavuah is that he wasn't Poshaya, but that's the simple understanding of the Tanakhama. So Rabbi Elazar Omer, Zevaze Yishava, Rabbi Elazar says that both a Shomer Chinam and a Shomer Sachar will take a Shavuah and will therefore be Pater from paying, Vitamea Anim Yecholin Zevaze Yishava. But I don't understand how that could be that they're going to be Pater if they just swear that they weren't Poshaya, meaning a Shomer Sachar is Chayiv and Geneva Veda. So even if he can swear that he wasn't Poshaya, he should be Chayiv. And not only that, if he's walking on flat ground, that is negligence. So what do you mean that he's going to take a Shavuah that he wasn't Poshaya? Now, L'chora, what the Bar Tanur points out is that how would the Tanakhama respond to this? Kolomer afani shamati mirabai sukra meir dezevze yishava, says Bar Tanura. Rabbi Elazar says, I have a similar mesora that they each one takes a shvua. Avul tamei al zev al zeh hechniftar in b'shvua. Shomer sachar hech pater b'shvua b'lo pesha. Halo b'lo pshia nami chayiv. Shein zeh ones. Shomer sachar is going to be chayiv in everything except for ones. And va'od, if it's not a makom matron, he says, if it's not a slanted ground, so then it's vaday pshia. So the Bar Tanura explains, Rabbi Meir savar, shvua zu lo min hadin. This shvua is not really min adin; it's a takanas chacham. Shemiyata poter mavir chavis makom makom and a tashlum min adin shvua zu. Ein luchadim shaver chavis chafer makom makom l'ficha tiknu shishva shlo bekavam shvatia v'yiftar. That no one is ever going to agree to be shomer chavis and to then protect it by moving it from one place to another when it needs to be moved. If you're not going to exempt a guy for doing so, so it's even though technically a shomer sachar should be chayiv in such a case, and maybe even a shomer chinam also if he's walking on flat ground. We have no choice but to pater him. Mishnah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph, says the Mishnah, Hasocher Sapolim, if someone hires workers, and Va'amar Lahem, Lahashkim Lahariv, and then he tells them he wants them to come earlier than normally would be expected to work, and he wants them to stay later into the night. So Makom Shnagu Shalol Lahashkim Shalol Lahariv, if it's a place where that is not the Minhag, Einar Rashay Lechufan, then you're not allowed to force them to do so. Meaning you hired them, the assumption was that it was going to be standard hours. So standard hours in that country and in that in that profession are 9 to 5. You know, he's a government worker or something. You can't just all of a sudden say, I need you to be here at 7 a.m. and stay till 9 p.m. Makom shenagu lazun, in a place where they normally provide food for their workers, yazun, you got to provide food. Lesapik b'metika, if you normally give people some sweets on top of their food, yisapik, you gotta do that. Hakol kibinag medina, meaning if the industry standard is to provide a workout gym, so you gotta do that. Whatever the industry standard is that you provide for the employees. Maisa Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya shamar lebno. One time Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya said to his son, Tseisuchar lanu polim, go hire workers for him, for us. Halachu pasuk lamazonos. He went and he promised to give them food. Ukshaba it's a love of Amrlo. When he came back to his father, he said, Bini, afilu ata osalem kesudah shlomo b'shaito. No matter how much food you prepare for them, even if it's like a sudah shlomo melech, lo yatsasi yedei chavascha imayin, you will not have given them everything that you're obligated to give them, because this industry standard was to give them food anyway. So if you're saying that you're going to give them food, the assumption is you're giving them more than industry standard, shein b'nei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, which means you're giving them up to the covet that they deserve, and b'nei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov deserve all the covet in the world. Ela ad shelo yaschilu b'mlacha tzev ha'mor lehem. So quickly solve this problem before they start working. Go tell them amen hashem lechem elai ela pas v'kitnis b'lvan, that all you're really agreeing to is bread and beans. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel omer lo hayatzarich lomer hakol kaminag medina. That Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says no, he didn't have to say anything to tell them what he was going to give them, because everything's based on minag medina. So even though he told them he was going to give them food, it did not necessarily mean he was going to give them kesudah shlomo b'shaito, or anything like that. It just meant he was going to give them whatever the Minhag HaMedina is to give them. So let's review what we learned today. In Perek Vav, Mishnah Ches, we learned that if a person is transporting a barrel that he's watching from one place to another, whether he's a Shomer Chinam or Shomer Sachar, he has to take a Shavua that he was not Poshaya. And Rabbi Lezer says, that makes no sense. I have the same Mesorah, but it makes no sense to take a Shavua, because the Shomer Sachar, even if he's not Poshaya, is Chayiv, and plus the guy is Poshaya if he was walking on flat ground. And then in Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph, we had learned that if a person hires workers, he has to pay them and he has to have the expectations of them and provide for them based on industry standards. And the Mishnah told the story of Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya, who told his son to hire workers, and the son promised them mizonos, and the father said, if you promise them mizonos, you owe them all the food in the world, so you better go tell them that you're only giving them nominal mizonos. And Mishnah Gamliel says, you don't have to tell them anything, it's understood that everything's going to be based on the industry standard. Next time we'll pick up with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis.